Now, let's turn facing the wall. Extend your arms about shoulder height, hands about 6 inches wider than your shoulders, and begin to step back gently, extending arms so that they're parallel to the ground. Legs then will be perpendicular. Your hands will slide down the wall a bit to be about lower chest level, so feel free to adjust their position for comfort. Allow your back body, that's the west side of your body, to remain lengthened, head in neutral, imagining the crown of your head extending forward to the space between your hands. As you extend back, feel the length of your entire spine from the coccyx all the way through the crown of your head. Imagine reaching forward to the beautiful mountain ahead. Certainly, if there's any strain in your lower back, you'll want to bend the knees slightly. In any event, be cautious that you don't hyperextend the legs, so keep the knees slightly soft. Now, if it's comfortable, let's rock the pelvis just a bit. Begin by tucking the tailbone under, then slowly lift the tailbone so that the back gently sags a bit. Continue that gentle rocking, and notice how quite naturally your breath will yoke itself to your movement, so that when the tailbone is tucked, the abdominal muscles tight, that seems such a natural time to breathe out. When the tailbone lifts, the heart lifts, notice how intuitively the in-breath occurs. Continue this a couple of times at your own speed, embracing the energy from the mountain ahead. When it's time to return, gently lift your head, let your elbows soften slightly, and step forward toward the wall ahead. Roll your shoulders up, around, and down so that the heart remains lifted. As you have now returned to your mountain pose, noticing the sense of warmth, flexibility, and action in the low back body. Breathe at your own speed, feeling energized and refreshed.